Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Brian Robertson, CEO of Source Exploration. And the company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is SOP. Thanks for joining us today, Brian.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Now, getting it right into it, let's talk about the commencement of your diamond drilling program at the San Ignacio Silver Project.
Certainly. The program just got underway last Friday, and it's basically a 2,500-meter program, and we're looking at the extension of the ore zones or the mineralization at depth on the San Ignacio property. This is an important program for Source, and we want to see if we have the downward extension of the mineralization that was mined previously on the property.
Great, and so give us a little bit of historical context on the property.
Well, this is a property that goes back some time in history. It actually goes back to 1546, when the Spaniards discovered the property at Zacatecas in central Mexico. And actually, the mining was going on, or certainly some work was going on by the indigenous people in that area recovering native silver prior to 1546. There was extensive mining carried out in the 1700s. This was certainly one of the richest, most prolific veins in the Zacatecas area, and so it's seen some extensive mining. Mining development took place down to about the 330-meter level. That's near the bottom where the Parisima drainage tunnel is located. There was difficulty mining below that level because of drainage issues, and keep in mind that this was back in the 1700s where they did not have the technology or pumps that we have today. So there has not been mining below the 330-meter level, and that's the area that we want to look at.
Great. And so today, how is your relationship with the, with the citizens of Zacatecas?
It's actually quite good. We are working with a local firm in Zacatecas who are quite familiar with the people in that area. We've had some delays on land rights issues. We have resolved some of those. Some of them still remain to be resolved. But it's certainly moving forward, and we're now at a point that we can start the drilling program.
Great. And so talk about some of the market trends right now, Brian, as far as, silver and how well-positioned Source Exploration Corp is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think there is a very unusual situation out there right now for silver and certainly for precious metals. Obviously, there's a lot of interest coming into precious metals, and silver is a very unique market. It's not as large as the gold market, but it has some very unique features into it. We've seen significant increases in both gold and silver prices, and a lot of people believe that there's certainly more leverage to the silver price and to the gold price, and I certainly believe that to be true. In terms of Source Exploration, we have an excellent property, a long history of mining. There's been over 180 million ounces of silver mined on this Veta Grande vein system. We also have a very small market cap of basically in 23 million shares market cap, and that, of course, provides a lot of leverage to silver and for our development and drilling program at Zacatecas.
Great, and what makes you company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think we have a unique property. This is certainly one of the richest, most prolific vein system in the Zacatecas area. We have a small market capitalization. We are certainly underpriced in terms of share price in the market. We have been affected by the downturn in the market and some of the delays in getting this program underway. There's been a lot of activity recently because of the start of the drill program, and I think we can look forward to some results from this program.
Good, and you took over for Abraham Drost about a month back as new president and CEO of Source Exploration. So perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Brian, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Excuse me. My background is a very strong operating background. I've operated mines in Canada as well as overseas. I've been involved in both open pit and underground mines. I've built mines. I've operated large open pit operations and some involved in a very deep shaft sinking operation in South Africa. Recently, I was president of New Insco Resources and Victory Nickel. Spent 2 to 3 years in those positions. I've been involved in a number of other companies and am involved as a director on other companies. So we're fortunate that we have a very experienced group on the board. Abraham Drost is continuing as a director for the company, and he brings a lot of experience in his property. Ewing Downey is the director of the company, and he's extensive experience in exploration companies. We also have financial people on the board, Robert Tyson. We also have people who have operating mines in Mexico, Wayne Morehouse. So we have, I believe, a very well-rounded board and a very strong management group.
Good. And what are some of the goals that the management team has set in place for the next year?
Well, our primary goal right now is to do a drill program at San Nicasio on the Veta Grande vein system to look at this extension to depth of the mineralized areas. We are also looking at the open pit potential in this property, and we're also looking at the possibilities of production from the material that's available on surface. So those are the key areas. We're also looking at other properties, both in that area as well as in other areas.
Great. And in terms of M&A, will the company look for some acquisitions over the course of the year?
That's certainly part of our program, and we'll continue that. We'd like to see things that would fit well in the Zacatecas area. We think that that's an outstanding geological area to be working in, but we'll also look at other opportunities that are outside of that area.
And in terms of investors, Brian, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction and message and story of Source Exploration?
I think the message is starting to develop in the sense that we've started the drill program. There are obviously other things that we're working on, and as we move forward, there will be news coming out on that. But I think there's been a long wait to get this drill program underway, and now that it's started, people are starting to see some of the momentum.
Great. Well, once again, joining us today is Brian Robertson, new president and CEO of Source Exploration Corp. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture, TSX Venture, excuse me. Ticker symbol is SOP, and currently trading at 25 cents a share. So before we conclude, Brian, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Source Exploration Corp as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think for a couple of key reasons. One, the fundamentals are right. There's strong interest in silver. We're very focused on silver. Number two, we have an excellent property at San Nicasio. And number three, we have a small market number of shares out, so there's obviously some leverage in any new discoveries that we come up with. And as I mentioned, we're reactivating in terms of work that's being carried out, and we've got some plans for moving forward.
Well, great, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on your upcoming progress on some of the projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Brian. Always good to have Source on.
Thanks very much, and it's been my pleasure.